Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Golf is the language spoken every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. It's what we are all about. Hello again. Thanks for listening and for being the most important part of what we do. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with co-host Debbie O'Connell, the president of Live Positive, Golf Positive. The Duke, Robert DeCosa, is our studio engineer and producer, and we are together and ready to talk some golf, one of the biggest events on the golf calendar, and the biggest and best event in women's golf is taking place this weekend, not far from our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. The 2024 Solheim Cup is happening at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club in Gainesville, Virginia. The Solheim is the ladies' version of the Ryder Cup, the top female golfers in the U.S. versus the top female pros from Europe. It's a three-day match play competition. It's played every 2 years. Europe won the cup 4 years ago and then retained it with a tie the last time they played. The U.S. leads going into today's final round. It's been a weekend full of drama, both on and off the course. And today, on Tee to Green, we will have Debbie reporting live for the entire hour. That should be fun. It's a Solheim Cup Sunday show for you coming up today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
Hey, it's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen anytime, anywhere, anyplace on the Sirius XM app, the SXM app. Tee to Green, also streamed live at sportsbyline.com. I'm Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell. We are teeing it up and talking Solheim Cup golf next right here on Tee to Green.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days. And thank you for joining us on a Solheim Cup edition of Tee to Green today. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, the president of Live Positive and Golf Positive. Robert DeCose is with us in Master Control. And speaking of golf news, I've been saying for years it's the best event in women's golf, the Solheim Cup. It's being played this weekend out in Gainesville, Virginia. They alternate. The Solheim Cup is played every 2 years, and it's played in even number years here in the United States. This being 2024, they are here in the good old U.S. of A, playing out near our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. It started on Friday, wraps up today, and live from the Solheim Cup, we've got Debbie O'Connell reporting for the entire show from the Solheim Cup. Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Jay. How are you doing today?
We're doing wonderful, and you sound good. I know it's been a crazy week for you. You've been out there since Monday. Take us through, walk us through what you've been doing for the past several days.
Well, I also run a group. I'm an LPGA professional, and I have a Golf Positive group here, and I have 42 people traveling with me. So I got here Monday to do my site inspections because we played golf for 2 days. I wanted to come to this great venue at Robert Trent Jones Golf Course in Gainesville, Virginia, and check it out. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. I was here many years ago for an LPGA Leadership Academy, and it's just, the setup is incredible. They have the course in such incredible shape for the best players in the world who are here. It's amazing to watch, and the excitement is palpable. That was my Monday, and then Tuesday and Wednesday was mostly about my group. We were playing, we did our opening dinner, we played golf Wednesday and Thursday, but many people will come here, they go watch the practice rounds, which is fun to see. That merchandise tent opened on Tuesday, many people came to get their Solheim Cup garb. It's just a full week of excitement, and then the opening ceremony was actually Thursday night. I just noticed Lexi Thompson won the second hole. She was down one after one. She just made a great putt to tie her match again. I tell you what, Jay, right now the U.S. is up 10 to 6. We need 4.5 points to have 14 and a half so we can get the cup back. Europe
right.
has won the cup or retained it the last three Solheim Cups. And right now there's one, two, three, four matches with blue. There's three matches in red, which means the blue means Europe is up in the match. The red means U.S. is up in the match. And as I just said, Lexi just tied her match after the second hole. It is so exciting here. I just love it. The whole week is exciting. And then once the play starts, the first tee is absolutely wild. And for those of you who have never been to a Solheim Cup, I highly recommend it. If you like to put on your red, white, and blue, if you like to cheer and sing and dance, and it's like being at the Olympics. It's like being at a golf tournament, because there are times we are quiet. Most of the time, you can notice it in my voice. I've been screaming and yelling and cheering for Team USA.
Were you on the first tee this morning when they started?
Yeah, Jay, I have to tell you, this show is important to me. This is the first time since 2011 I am not on the first tee for every single tee off. So I had to leave. Yes, I was there this morning. I tell you, when Nelly came out, she was jumping up and down and making her hands go in the air to tell the crowd to get louder and louder, and came out dancing and just having such a good time. The thing I've noticed most, more than any other Solheim Cup, and this is my 10th, more than any other Solheim Cup, the U.S. team is having fun. They are smiling. They're on the tee waiting for their tee time, dancing to the music, having fun with each other. You know, Paula Creamer here and Morgan Pressel, they're assistant captains along with Brittany Lindsecombe. They're all dancing with the players. Now, Stacey's not that kind of personality, but you can see her just smiling a lot and high-fiving with everybody. Stacey's the actual captain. It's the fun. And Megan Chang has always brought the fun to the Solheim Cup. And here's what's fun, too. Every one of the European players, we get quiet, the music stops. You know, it's like a typical tee-off at a golf tournament. And every person is different. Everybody has their own personality and how they like it on the tee. This is the first year ever that every single American wanted the crowd screaming and yelling while they were teeing off. So that's why really my voice is gone, because they're saying louder, louder. And as they're getting their first tee shot of the day, most of them also had the DJ playing a song. So music is playing, we're screaming, it's loud as could be, and then they hit the shot. And I've seen so many great shots off that first tee.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The opening ceremonies were, Thursday evening before they started on Friday?
Yes, they were Thursday evening. It was on the Great Lawn at this wonderful Robert Trent Jones facility. It is a beautiful area. The clubhouse is absolutely gorgeous. You know, Barack Obama is a member here, and he showed up yesterday. He was on the tee, smiling, laughing, taking pictures, cheering for Team USA. He was just very positive and energetic on the tee. So as a member here and obviously a huge fan of Team America, it was kind of fun to have a past president, whatever your political beliefs are. I mean, to have a past president support this event is really neat to have him here.
And he plays a little golf, too, and he's not half bad, so that's all right. We're with Debbie O'Connell, who is reporting live from Gainesville, Virginia, and the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club, where they're playing the final round of the 2024 Solheim Cup, the 19th Solheim Cup, 19th edition of the Solheim Cup today, with 12 singles matches. And Debbie's painting a great picture of just what it has been like there, being on site, being in the crowd, being in the galleries and watching the action. It wasn't all fun and games and a rosy picture on Friday morning, though, was it?
No, it really wasn't. Unfortunately, the LPGA and Molly Marcuso Simon, she came on and did a press conference yesterday and said the challenge was we just didn't have enough buckets. I mean, that was the major, major challenge. But what happens is when you go to any, you know, golf tournament, usually there's parking off-site, and then you get shuttled to the event. Well, the first shuttle is supposed to leave the parking lot at 5:45 in the morning, and the gates were opening at 6. And the shuttle, from what some media was saying and talking to people, the first one didn't arrive till after 6. And then there were lines. People were waiting for hours online. Unfortunately, the bathrooms were a mess. I think one of the porta-potties, or they were locked at first, and they didn't have enough because people don't hang out in the parking lot. You don't need many porta-potties in the parking lot. But this year, the LPGA certainly struggled. And what Molly said is once they found out there was a challenge going on, they went into triage mode and did everything they could to resolve the issue, and they brought in many, many buses. You know, I don't know the number. Molly didn't know the number they had yesterday morning. She said it was kind of hard to figure out. But she also said it was a staggering of the buses. They had additional buses coming throughout the day, but they really needed them first thing in the morning. Because if you're watching it all on TV, the first tee is the place to be. It is so much fun. So people line up early to get to that first tee, and that's when they didn't have enough buses. And then the staging of the loading was not, and unloading was not efficient. You know, it wasn't efficient enough for everybody. And they also, what Molly shared was they had volunteers parking in the same parking lot. So when volunteers arrived, they had to get on the buses first to get to their posts. So then people who were online had people going in front of them, because they had to get to their tee. And one reporter asked Molly who exactly is responsible for the planning issue, and she said, I don't want to get into exactly who is the details of responsibility. At the end of the day, I'm the leader of the organization, and I have to own it. We have a tournament team that runs all of this, but I am sitting up here in front of you as a leader of the LPGA, and I need to own that. She was also asked about how this might affect the LPGA going forward, and she said, well, we have many more buses coming into play, and once people get in here, they are having an incredible experience, and it is fun, it is energetic, and she knows she has to gain the trust back of many fans. Now, some fans did leave, and they didn't come in, so they didn't get the secondary experience. But we are hoping, and the LPGA, I'm also an LPGA professional, so it's my organization as well, and Molly is my commissioner. We're hoping that the fans will give the LPGA another chance. Because like I said, this is my 10th. This has never happened before.
So, and yesterday and today, it's been okay? No issues? No problems?
No issues at all. The bus that they hired, I don't know how many, the number's not out, but they hired lots more buses. There were school buses. I saw school buses yesterday. More motor coaches came in, lots more drivers, and everything has been smooth ever since.
Okay. It looks like Team USA has its act together better than the LPGA did on the first day, and they, as a Debbie mentioned, have a 10-6 lead going into the singles matches today. There are 12 head-to-head singles matches. Each match is worth a point. Team USA needs 14.5 points to win, so they need to get 4.5 on the board today to take back the Solheim Cup. We're going to continue on the other side of the break here with Debbie O'Connell live at the Solheim Cup here on Tee to Green.
Hi, it's Marty Terrell. Listen for Don Attanasio, the Purposeful Life Coach, as part of Sports Overnight America and calling all sports twice weekly.
Live in the present. Accept the past no matter what and move forward. The past may represent a chapter of your life that brings you joy or brings you a negative emotion. Either way, reliving it will not bring it back. Instead, it will prevent you from enjoying your life. We cannot change the past. Likewise, forgive yourself for past choices and actions. Don't beat yourself up. You did the best you could at the time. You can learn from your mistakes and not repeat them. Living in the future also prevents you from enjoying the now. Think about today, minute by minute, and hour by hour.
PurposefulLifeCoach.com, Don Attanasio, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is a show by golfers for golfers. It's Tita Green, Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell. Debbie is out at the Solheim Cup in Gainesville, Virginia, the 19th edition of the Solheim Cup from the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club. She's been out there all week covering the action, watching the action, and we're going to go back to her right now to check in. Debbie, Team USA, after 2 days of match play foursomes, four-ball matches, the Americans lead Team Europe by a score of 10-6. You touched on this a little bit in the last segment when you talked about the exuberance and the youthfulness and how the young Team USA players are having so much fun. And if you look on the roster, you see Lexi Thompson, Nellie Korda, Jennifer Kupcho, kind of experienced in this type of thing, but everybody else, they're newbies. And do you think that has kind of played, instead of being a disadvantage with all the young players and the rookie, as far as the Solheim Cup is concerned, rookie players, you think that's played to a U.S. advantage in this?
I think it's not just the rookies. I think they've realized after losing the last three, well, they did tie last year in Spain. And then Europe retains the cup because we need 14.5 when we don't have it to get it back. I think they realized that the U.S. team was probably putting too much pressure on themselves and being more relaxed. Now, Megan Kang has always brought the fun and been smiling and always involved with the crowd. And that's kind of been contagious amongst the other players. I think, Laura Coughlin, interesting story with Laura. She's a rookie in the Solheim Cup, and she's 31 years old. She actually almost quit playing on the LPGA Tour because she was struggling to keep her card. And then things changed over the last 5 years. She found a putter, and she's putting lights out. She had her husband quit his job, be able to travel with her. She hired Annika Sorensen's caddy, and that has made so much of a difference for her. Now she's in the top 10. She's maybe, besides Lydia Ko, the hottest player in the LPGA Tour, she has off to a 3-0 start in the Solheim Cup. The first player to ever do that, Pat Hurst, way back when in 1998, and she could set a record. If she wins today, she will go 4-0 as a rookie, and no one has ever done that. But, you know, those of you watching, too, may, and listening, may also wonder, we only need 4.5 points. we're up 10 to 6. Isn't it kind of in the bag? The answer is no. The biggest lead is 4 points ever. But in 2015 in Germany, the U.S. team was down by 4. We were in the opposite situation, and the U.S. team came back to win it. So we need to play hard. And right now, Nelly Korda, our first match, she is down 2. Megan Tang is up 2. Allison Lee, down 3. Allison Corpuz, up 1. Rose Zhang, up 2. Andrea Lee, up 1. Lexi Thompson just made another birdie. She's up 1. And Laura Coughlin, right now, who I was just talking about, is down 1 through 2 holes. We have 1 tie, Lilia Vu, after 1. So it is going to be an exciting finish, and everyone needs to play hard. And there's some great players on the European team. Anna Norquist, this is her last one. Right now she's down 1 to Allison Corpuz. But you know, and Charlie Hall, wow, she's playing the number one player in the world, Nelly Korda. Charlie Hall is the one who's up 2 on Nelly. So this will be extremely exciting. I think as long as the Americans stay loose and have fun. And I'm going to give you an example, Jay. There's a great story yesterday. If you were watching, you saw this, or if you were watching even the stories and the replay. Allison Lee, this is her first appearance on on the Solheim Cup. She sold out her approach shot from 86 yards on the second hole of this Robert Trent Jones golf course. Yep. And then the celebration went crazy. Both of their caddies took their shirts off, and they are in a frenzy celebrating. And there's a story behind this. What happened was Megan Tang's caddy pitched a wager, said, if either of you hold it out while during play today, I will give you $500. And then Allison Lee said, no, if we hold out, you're going to take your shirt off. And 5 minutes later, Jay, it happened.
That's a great story. Yeah, I did see that. I did watch that. That was pretty cool. Yeah. So the singles matches, the U.S. did so well in some of the team play, the foursomes and four-ball matches, which has not really been a strength of the U.S. Solheim Cup teams in the past, but they did so well there. The singles, it's kind of a whole different breed of cat, is it not?
Oh, yeah, it sure is. It is more like the tour, except that it's match play. So it is different. You know, when you have a partner who can say, hey, don't worry about it, let's go, we're fine, and you have someone maybe who puts a smile on your face or makes you laugh or you really connect with, you get a little bit more comfortable out there, and you get that touch more relaxed, and it's such an interesting combination. We want to be relaxed in body and very focused in mind on every shot, and these all 24 players are able to do that at such a high level, which is wonderful. So, but singles, you know, Americans usually do very well in singles, and with the crowd out here being on home soil, that's certainly going to help. And here's the other thing that's helping, Jay. We have past captains who are actually walking with the different groups. You know, Stacey Lewis can be out there, but there's 12 of them, so she can't be everywhere. She has her assistant captain. You know, it's great, but you need more. Julie Inkster's out there with a group. Nancy Lopez, Pat Bradley, Patty Sheehan, Meg Mallon, Beth Daniels, Betsy King, Rosie Jones, Pat Hurst, and anyone else they need to go along with the group to keep those players positive and fired up and playing hard for the U.S. team. Past captains for the European team, Helen Alfredson and Allison Nicholas, are also here cheering on Team Europe. This is a place where women's golf really comes together. And even in the stands, we respect and admire the Europeans who flew over here to the United States and are cheering for your team, as they do when the U.S. fans go over to Europe. They treat us well, and it's all fun in the stands. But we are certainly, you know, outnumbering them by a lot and are way louder than the Europeans. But they're doing a great job. So congrats to the European fans as well.
And sometimes overlooked is the strategy. Yeah, the U.S. needs 4.5 points. Europe has to get 8 points. And if you're Stacey Lewis, the Team USA captain, do you come out with your big guns early and try to wrap it up? Or do you save a couple of your big guns for later in the day in case Europe makes a comeback and you need to finish strong? So where you put the golfers as far as the tee times go is also important. She led Stacy Lewis did with Nelly Korda, and then last to go off for the Americans in a match that may mean something or may not mean anything is Jennifer Kupcho.
Yeah, well, so obviously Stacy said, I want to get a point on the board early. We want to see the red go up there, that the U.S. team has one of those 4.5 points we need. Megan Kang has been amazing. If you look at how they've done, Megan Kang is undefeated in three previous starts on singles play. She's 2-0-1. Nelly Korda, 2-1 and no ties. Jennifer Kupcho has actually lost in singles, although she's very experienced in match play because she was one of the best amateur players to ever play the game. You know, there's Allison Corpuz is 0-1. Allie Ewan is 0-3. She has never won a singles match. But then you have Laura Coughlin, her first Solheim Cup. She is 3-0 so far. She's handling this beautifully, and we're hoping that she comes up. So she's in the middle of the pack, down one right now, but Laura's playing some great golf. But you're right, a lot of strategy in where you line everybody up.
That's Debbie O'Connell keeping an eye on the leaderboard, the scoreboard at the 19th Solheim Cup in Gainesville, Virginia. We're going to go back to Debbie after the break, and she'll have a special guest joining her as well as we continue with a Solheim Cup Sunday edition of Tee to Green. A timeout here, and then we will be right back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. today. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. It's what we do here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie alongside Debbie O'Connell. And we are talking Solheim golf this weekend as the 19th Solheim Cup is underway in Gainesville, Virginia at the Robert Trent Jones Golf Club. And the U.S. has the lead going into today's final round of singles competition. 12 singles matches. Team USA needs 4.5 points to claim the cup. And the very last singles match, Jennifer Kupcho versus Lynn Grant of Team Europe, they're on the first tee right now getting things started as we go back to Gainesville and rejoin Debbie O'Connell. Debbie.
Yes, Jay, we know when someone's on the first tee because the media tent's not too far from the first tee, and we can hear the screams and yell, the music. It's just been so much fun. The energy is louder. It's bigger than I've ever seen it at a Solheim Cup. And I brought in a great friend of mine, a fellow LPGA professional who is the current national vice president, and she's done so much more than that in the LPGA. She was the Midwest Section treasurer and then moved on to be the president of the Midwest Section. As I said, the current national vice president, that puts her on the LPGA Foundation board. And that, the foundation does girls golf. We hit a million girls in girls golf. We are looking to get a million more. We're working very hard there. We have the Leadership Academy, which I've talked about many times on this show. She's also the Global Education Team Instructor. She is on the Education Committee and the DEI Committee. Louise Ball, welcome to Tee to Green.
Thank you, Debbie O'Connell. Happy to be here.
I have seen you down on that first tee, and then I also saw you go inside the ropes.
Yes.
Tell us about that experience inside the ropes at the Solheim Cup.
Yeah, so as just a fan of golf, not even including being an LPGA professional, it's kind of a surreal experience and one I wish I could share with everyone. But what was really cool about the day that I got to be inside the ropes, which was Thursday, the first round.
Friday, first round.
President Barack Obama was here, which if you've been watching on TV, I'm sure you saw that. Well, I went over and tapped him on the shoulder and introduced myself because I'm running for president now of the teaching division of the LPGA. And so I wanted to let him know that. So I shook his hand and he said, did I need any campaign advice?
I hope you said yes.
I did. Of course I did. I mean, when you have two terms as the president of the United States, I think you know what you're doing. So anyway, we had a laugh about that and he told me to shake a lot of hands. And then I said, and I should also probably smile because he's got a great smile. So he agreed with that. So we had a couple laughs, but that in itself is like, I was ready to just go home after that. But glad I stayed. We followed Nellie Gordon and Megan Penn.
What a match you guys followed.
It was unbelievable. So they were the first ones out. So I'm from Massachusetts originally, and so it's Megan Penn. So I had to go follow my girl.
That was about awesome. That experience because they played incredible golf. And I've been saying, Megan just brings the fun. And Nellie, I've never seen her give a fist pack like she did on some of those. Tell us about how well they played and what it was like being out there.
Yeah, you could just feel the positive energy coming off Megan as soon as she walked out to the top and onto the first tee. And she really gets the crowd going. And I think it's helping Nellie out of her shell a little bit because Nellie, she can be pretty serious. But they're a great pair. So anyway, Nellie made 3 birdies in a row. And then Megan made the next 2 holes, she birdied. And then Nellie made a couple eagles. So it was just an insane round of golf to witness front row, and I'm so glad I was part of it.
And you are not only able to be on the first day, and then you had the chance to be inside the room, you're also staying at the Post Hotel.
Yes.
What are you noticing there? Are the players at that hotel and the caddies? Like, what?
See, we're getting real. This is,
this is inside you.
I'll say, first of all, I drove up from Pinehurst, North Carolina, which is where I live now, which is fabulous in itself. And we're checking in on Wednesday afternoon, and I have my friend Liz here with me, and she's a huge golf fan, and she's never been to Silverman Cup. So she was my guest, and we're checking in, and in comes this ruckus through the lobby, and this don't stop believing, you know, Journey's just pumping, and around the corner comes Megan Kang with this huge speaker, just holding it over her head. She's singing at the top of her lungs. The rest of the team is coming in behind her. It was like, okay, Liz, welcome to the Soul Center, you know, and it was just really cool. They just zigzagged around the corner to their team room, which is somewhere in the lobby. I haven't found that yet. I have found the European team room, but it's just been great. The caddies hang out at night in the lobby, and it's just been a lot of fun.
What are the caddies like? Are they as loose and fun?
You know what? They're pretty chill, and I think if you notice the caddies, there's such a wide variety of guys. You know, I mean, they're from all over the world. Some of them have ponytails, and some of them have shaved heads. I mean, they're just from everywhere, and all different personalities. And I think that kind of is part of the key for the players, too, to match up with the right person. Because they're definitely a team, for sure.
Yeah, and I was sharing earlier that Terry McNamara, Annika's caddy, came out of retirement when Laura Coughlin asked him to, and that's part of what
Chad,
yeah, right. We're all looking at this 31-year-old rookie at Solheim Cup who was almost quitting the game.
Exactly.
And there's a caddy that obviously makes a huge difference.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know what was really cool, a cool stat at the opening ceremony was when they were introducing the players and stuff. This is Lexi Thompson's 8th, I think, Solheim Cup, and she's 28. And it's Lauren's 1st, and she's 31. So, I mean, we have a wide variety of players on our team, a wide variety of experiences, and I think we are just really gelling this year, and it's been really fun to be around.
It's been huge. You know, just a little update. Georgia Hall is really playing well today for your Q4 up against Allison Lee. Nellie Gordon's struggling. That was supposed to be our guaranteed
night
on the board. Charlie Hall, she brings it every time. Charlie Hall is tough. She's up 3 against Nellie. But then there's Megan Kang, who's undefeated in singles play. She's up 2 right now, along with Allison Corpuz and Lexi Thompson. And then Rose Zhang is up 3. So there is a lot of red on the board, which is really exciting. Let's go to now the LPGA Professionals. I am a proud member of the LPGA Professionals. You are the current vice president. Maybe explain how our whole organization works. And the person, you know, Molly is our commissioner.
Yes.
The person who's in charge of all things not tour, not LPGA Tour, is Nancy Henderson, who's an incredible leader of our organization and oversees so much. Explain to everyone listening a little bit more about the LPGA and not just the tour, the other side of it.
Yes,
LPGA.
The grassroots, the people that grow the game so they can get on tour. That's us. Well, we have a president, national president, Marva Bernard, and she's been amazing. She's in her 6th year, so we're allowed to do 2 3-year terms in a national office. So I've been her vice president the last 3 years. But basically, we oversee the executive committee, which is our board for the teaching professionals and coaches and club players. So that comprises the LPGA professionals. And we have 6 sections, and each of those sections has their own board, so president, vice president, treasurer, and secretary. So we oversee all of the section boards, and we meet once a month, and we run our 9 national committees. And our committees are basically what run our organization on the LPGA Professionals. You know, the tournament committee, DEI committee, professional development, member growth. So we have 9 altogether. And I probably could list them all. I probably should have written them down first.
No, I know we have many. It's a small business. I mean, maybe not small. It's a business.
Yeah, it's a business
all of its own. It's one of the legs.
Yes,
of the LPGA.
Yes, I mean, we have the tour, we have the foundation, and then we have the LPGA Professionals.
And LPGA Amateurs.
Yeah.
So Nancy Henderson oversees LPGA Amateurs, the LPGA Foundation, and the LPGA Professionals.
Yes. She has a big job, and I feel like, you know, Marvel and I, we really do our thing and run the professionals, and then Nancy steers the ship every once in a while when we need her to. So I think what I love about our group is, first of all women,
We all have great camaraderie with each other. You know, we're growing the game in so many different ways now. And just with even the USGA having the Adaptive Open, I think it's brought light to that whole population. So we do everything. You know, we wear all the hats. So, yes, you do. And you do an incredible job because I just see more and more growth. We're over 1,900 members now of LPGA professionals. And you, you have been an officer for a long time when you start with you in the Midwest section and now stepping up and you're running for national president, which is a huge job. It's a time commitment. That puts you not on the LPGA Foundation board. You go to the LPGA Board of Directors. And we have a seat on that as LPGA professionals, which is very exciting. Tell us about your vision going into and what reason you have to. I'm the vice president of the Northeast section, right. So I enjoy serving too, but what has it been for you, Louise, that drives you to continue to serve?
That's a great question, and I think for me, it's, you know, I always was taught at a young age that, you know, do your thing, but also give back when you can. So, you know, that started with me just jumping in and being treasurer, and I only ran for that position because Rita Reasons, our president at the time, invited me in. So I think that's important too, especially for women, is we need to feel like, you know, we belong. So I think I'm trying to carry that forward. And being president is just, I've learned a lot from Marvel. It's really important because we are the only voice. I'll be our only voice to the whole tour and that board. And we have to toot our own horn a lot. So it's important for that side of our organization to understand why it's important for us professionals to be seen, to be heard, the things that we're doing to actually help the tour and all of that. So it's a really, really important job, and you're right, it is a really big job, and it's something I'm really excited about, and I'm pushing myself to go there.
Yeah, and many are pushing you to go there, too, and I'm one of them, and I have 100% endorsed you.
I appreciate it.
I've seen the work you've done, and I know your heart. We are talking to Louise Ball. She is currently the vice president of the LPGA Professionals, which is the division of the LPGA of us pros who teach the game, who are head pros, general managers, coaches, you know, working in the industry as professionals. So we're not the tour players, although some of us are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Us and them,
and
we're
pretty good players. And there are a lot of former tour players now,
many.
So it's a nice option when they come off the tour. Many, many have joined the teaching division, and if anyone else is listening, please join us.
Yeah, and so many of us have taught at the girls' golf level, and there are women playing out there today or past players in the Solheim Cup who started with a girls' golf program.
Sarah Spencer.
Yeah, and then Brittany was in one.
Yep.
I think Megan. Was in one. So if you have a young girl who wants to have a great time and learn a game for a lifetime and meet other great gals and be around amazing LPGA professionals, get them into girls golf. Go ahead and look that up. Louise, you are just an amazing person, an incredible professional and leader, and a great listener. One thing I know about you is you do listen well. Anyone, and you're very approachable. People can come to you. You will listen. You'll find out what's the whole situation. So good luck in the election.
Thank
I know you
so
got
much.
Advice from Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Let me shake your hand right now.
Thank you
for stopping into the media center.
Thank
good luck in the election. That's Louise Ball is running for national president of the LPGA Professionals. We'll be back with a wrap-up at the Solheim Cup in just a moment.
All right. Thank you, Louise. Thank you, Debbie. Team USA, Team Europe. Singles match is going on, and Europe is making a big push. We'll talk about that when we come back here on Tee to Green.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece. And you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. It's Tee to Green. Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. Debbie is live at the 2024 Solheim Cup in Gainesville, Virginia. U.S. took a 10-6 lead into the final round, the 12 singles matches today. Deb, I don't know if you're near a scoreboard, if you've been able to watch any of the action or get caught up, but Europe's not going quietly. No surprise.
I am watching. I am right in the media room, and I'm watching. I tell you, Charles Hall is 3 up on the number one player in the world in Nelly Korda. But good thing the match behind them, they're through 7. Megan King is up 2 on Emily Peterson. And the Georgia Hall is playing amazing golf today. She is up 4 on Allison Lee in that next match, and that's also through 7 holes. We have Allison Corpoon up 2 against Anna Norquist, who another tough match for Allison Corpoo, she's doing well in that match. Rose Zhang is up 3 against Carlotta Shiganda, who was the star in Spain 1 year ago, played some amazing golf. So LPGA players and USA team is really bringing some great golf today. There is a lot of red on the board. As you mentioned, the last match of the day, Jennifer Kupcho, she's up 1 after that first hole. So everyone is out on the golf course.
The action on the Golf Channel, and then later today it switches over to NBC. If you care to check it out, the U.S. needs 4.5 points. Europe has to find a way to get 8 points in order to at least get a tie. And with the tie, Europe would retain the cup. Team USA trying to get the Solheim Cup back on American soil in Gainesville, Virginia, and we'll see whether they can pull it off today. Debbie, great job. I know you're anxious to get out there and watch some of the action, and we'll be looking for you on TV. USA, USA, USA.
Yeah, I'll be out there yelling, Jay. Join me at one of these. Golf Positive. Look it up. I'd love to have you join me.
All right, Debbie O'Connell at the Solheim Cup. That's going to do it. Thanks for joining us today on Tee to Green. Till next time, hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.